than you.
Ribs?
Uh-huh.
Get there, and it's hot under there somewhere. And when I have my angina, it sure as heck. And let's see.
What about down here?
Well, your feet, your ankles, your toes, feet, ankles, and this is your thigh. No, your thigh is up here. Wait a minute, that's the thigh. This, what is this from here to here? That's your ankle, of course, but and your knee, but between those.
Maybe, what did you call it? The shin?
The shank?
Shank or flank? Or
I don't know what you call that, between there and here. Of course it's your leg, but what part of your leg? This is your leg too, and yet this is a thigh up here.
Mm-hmm.
Thigh and knee, your hips, thigh and knee, but from here to here.
I'm not sure.
Didn't you, in high school, didn't you take?
I'm sure I did. It's
well, I can't tell you what you call that, but it's some part of it. I don't know what you call it.
That's strange. I can't remember that either.
You have an arch to your foot here and your heel here, of course. Arch and heel and ankle.
I suppose you have something in your pocket like this and it comes out. Like that. What would you call that?
You lose your money.
Say you're describing somebody's pockets or really.
Well, they're usually lined. Your pockets are lined. If it were not lined, everything would just, you put in, would go on down your pants leg.
Uh-huh.
Your pockets are lined, and unless you got a hole in the liner, you would keep things in there. But you better beware if you get a hole in your pocket, and I've known such thing to happen. I've sold up many of them.
Suppose they're really full. How would you describe somebody that had full pockets?
He weighted down.
If you're describing the look of it, the little, where it comes out.
His pockets were bulging, he just weighted down.
Do you ever have, maybe you wash some pants or something and they get smaller, what do you call it?
Oh, they draw up.
Do you ever call it anything of that little?
Oh, they just draw up, and too short.
They're
just too bad. Just draw up. Now these knits we have now, that everybody's got, and I despise them. And when I wash one of those knit dresses, it draws up, and all the stretching in the world, I never can get it long enough to cover my knees again.
And then it's too short.
They draw up, these knits, everybody's so crazy about. I went to buy a new suit last week, and I told mine, I said, I'm so tired of knits, I don't know what to do. Well, I got one, a lightweight one, but I couldn't get anything else. But knits, the natural, the way that they are, knits will draw up. Now, of course, you men are having knit shirts now for the first time, and you'll find that they'll draw up in spite of the world. If you don't watch out, I don't know. I've been wondering what the launders can do to keep them from drawing up, but they will do it.
What kind of things would men wear on their?
Well, the heap of them had thick breeches, you know, the farmers especially.
What do you call those?
They call them jeans. They're usually blue jeans, you know, that they would wear. And what they called the tan ones, khaki. Some thick materials like that that they usually wore, the farmers did, that was going to have the hard work to do. And of course you had the riding breeches that were sort of rolled out this way, you know what I'm talking about. And they had tight legs to them.
Right, to keep it.
Yes. The riding breeches. And they had the overalls, of course. And then the blue jeans. And those tan, khaki colored, heavy things like blue jeans, but they were khaki colored, tan colored. What the men wore for work. Most of them would wear overalls. I worked one that we would have. Even the builders building a house.